you wouldn't be here. So however you feel about your daddy, you ought to praise God for your daddy's seed. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. That's why when we look out our window, we see a multiplicity of evil in our land. Amen. Young men have gotten so sinful and rebelliously evil that it done rubbed off on the young women. Because you do know women follow men. Oh, some of y'all twisted. Hallelujah. If you ever want females to do something, have the men do it. Because women gonna follow men. That's just how God made them. Now some of them follow men because they looking to follow leadership.
Help us, Lord.
Other ones are gonna do what men do because they want to be the man.
Help us, God.
Which one are you, lady?
Help us, Lord.
Well, that's all it is. God only made, God said, because you don't like me, so let me make sure I say it. God said that the woman is the weaker vessel. Now they were two vessels. Y'all take your time with this. Take your time with this.
I know
some of y'all from kindergarten. Stay with me now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Mia, you got to be the governor of the children in your area. You know what that means? All right, you have it. So you need to position yourself on the next two rows back so you can be between all of them.
Amen.
Because you can't see what's going on behind you. Sister Jones taught me that because on Sunday she can't see the devil behind her because she's too busy watching Jesus in front.
Amen.
There you go. Man. Somebody just don't want to act like, right, give me a report later. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'll show them what a father does.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, husband. When you are ready, you might be seated. Amen. Happy
Father's Day.
Father's Day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to share something with that because let me try this. Are you angry with the way our streets are?
All right.
Are you really angry with how our young people are so destructive and tearing up things?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And some of y'all can't even go outside. Hallelujah. Because you're leery of what's going to happen, what might happen. That's the strangest thing.
All right.
I come up a different way. I'm born in the projects. Come off the west side. Came to the south side. I was a thug all my life till God got me while I was in college. Locked me up, whooped me. Amen. And gave me another direction.
All right.
Can I say that to y'all?
Yeah,
of course. Some of y'all confused. And y'all think I was born pastor. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm saying you know better. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all that been here long enough have seen some of my past show itself on some of these young folk that thought they were somebody other than who I knew they was.
Amen.
And I'm saying that to say that all the young folk outside is somebody's children.
That's right. Amen. They know somebody's.
I raised three thugs myself.
Hold on.
Y'all listening?
Yes.
So I'm extremely familiar, amen, with thugology.
All right.
Amen. That's not including my wannabe thug daughters. Okay, one of them was a real thug, my oldest child. Amen. Hallelujah. I never forget. she was acting irreverently at the school. And I came, they called for me. They usually don't call for me for years. They just tolerated some stuff. But it just got to the point where they, because who they had been calling was getting cussed out too. So they decided they better figure out who the daddy.
All right.
They found me and they called me. And I came. They couldn't believe I existed. They was like that commercial for the M&Ms when they talked. They saw Santa Claus and say, he do exist. They was like that during their fainting. Amen. And I had them, I was in the office with the principal and the faculty, and they went and found some other teachers who came and showed me off. Because they didn't think that she had one. So I said, well, send for her. They said for her. And she came down, and as soon as she was cussing folk out in the hallway, I could hear. Because they didn't tell her who was in the office.
Uh-oh.
When that little Negro came in the office, she was in the choir. She shut up quick, fast, and in a hurry.
All right.
And humbled herself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. So, I don't care how rough somebody portrayed themselves. There's somebody that can chastise them.
That's right.
That's right,
Pastor.
Amen.
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 That's right.
I raised 6. I ain't got time to be scared of yours.
All right. Amen.
First of all, if it was that way, I could just lose mine on you. But that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is try to help you raise yours like I raised mine.
All right.
Now, yours ain't listening to you. But maybe because you ain't doing to them what God told you to do. I know you ain't read the Bible. All you know is what BET say. Nowadays, all you know is what Facebook say. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But God told you way back what to do with unruly children.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't say put them in the corner and get them a timeout. God, I got some stupid stuff some dizzy female white woman made up and black folks who want to be white picked up on.
Uh-oh.
Did I get it all out?
You got it out.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You can't raise black kids in white America. Because they didn't come from spoon-fed privilege situations.
That's right.
They
that's
come
right.
from the struggle.
Yes.
Is anybody listening?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God, because the folks in the Bible come from struggle.
Yes.
And God said, if your children is rebellious, and amen, and you try to howl and they won't hear you, the Bible says, you know, if you get too bad, take them out to the square and let everybody go. Anybody listening?
Right.
The reason that don't work in black America these days is because you cynic women say, ain't nobody gonna tell my kid.
Yeah.
Nobody gonna tell my kid what to do. But it looked like somebody needed to have showed you what to do.
All right.
You missed your turn.
All right.
Amen. So you don't understand the value of what God said should be done.
Yes.
Y'all listening to me?
Yes,
yes, yes.
I tried to teach people that, you know, you can say, I'm not going to whoop my children, but directly, the police will.
Oh, yeah.
See, somebody going to beat your kid.
That's right.
It would be a whole lot better if you did it so nobody else have to.
That's right.
But you ain't going to do it, somebody else going to do it. Forget about the police. The streets gonna kick them.
Yes.
Your kid got a rebellious spirit. They talk back. out there and they gonna get a busted lip talking back to the wrong somebody. Hallelujah. And these days, if you decide that you're mad about your kid busting lip and you want to go deal with the person that busted your kid lip, now you got two busted lips. In addition to your kid's busted lip.
Oh, my God.
Why? Because you didn't get chastisement you should have got, so you don't value chastisement.
All right.
Can I say this out loud? Chastisement is love.
All right.
I know I'm right because the Bible said, God said, whom he loves, he chases. Yes.
Amen.
If God ain't looking at you because you ain't his, he don't like you.
All right.
He don't like you. Hallelujah. So your parents don't whoop you because they don't like you. They don't like you. They're not willing to invest in your future. If they let you do whatever you want to do, it's because they can't stand you.
Today.
Happy Father's Day.
All right, teach.
I hear people sometimes say, oh, I never got a book. Well,
amen.
That's because your parents never liked you. And somebody is going to get you. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to be able to handle it because you ain't ever got introduced to whoopers. That's why kids end up on drugs. Alcohol, amen, and the penal system. Because when they finally get chastised, they go get some drugs to help them deal with that feeling. Y'all listening?
You get mad too.
Y'all, you know what? The Lord doing this because I only think God will talk about generational stuff. Father, generational spirit.
All right.
And God done gave you some free stuff.
All right.
That you really didn't know.
That's what we need.
On Father's Day.
Raise our children.
So if you listen to me today, every kid that comes in where you live ought to obey the rules of your household. I raised six, but I also raised nephews, nieces.
There you go.
I raised a whole bunch of people that wasn't even blood.
Yeah.
Amen. Because if you came and hang out with my kids,
that's
and
right.
You want to spend the night,
yeah,
amen, then the strap.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
The strap ain't never been prejudiced.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. Don't tell me. If your parents call me and say, my kid told me that you spanked them. Don't spank my kids. Don't send that Negro over here no more.
That's right.
Amen. Because that's for me and my house. We will.
Yeah.
Serve the Lord and the Lord's sake. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. I'm rolling with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So that's the problem in a nutshell with our streets. Nobody loves the young people. Hallelujah.
Help Lord.
Nobody loved the young people. And then you feel like, well, it ain't my job. It ain't nobody did it. And it ain't my place. Yes, it is your place.
Right.
Now, if they going to be around you, they need some order.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if God put them in your circle, it's because he intended you to get some order going.
That's right. You better preach.
Y'all listening?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a young man that stayed in my house for a minute, and he got out of pocket, and one day the pastor me walked up to him and got in his face, and he felt what was fitting to happen. What the next move was.
Yes.
Now he had been used to walking up on people like that.
Right.
But he had come to the wrong house.
The wrong house. Yeah.
And I come up on him and he backed up. Mm-hmm. And he said, why are y'all up in my face? I said, well, you was trying to get in mind. Yeah. And I want to make sure you understand that what you was doing was a threatening posture.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you bring a threatening posture to me, amen, then I'm going to react to the threatening posture. All of a sudden, the thug stopped. Oh, no, I wasn't, that ain't what I was trying to do. That ain't what, I said, well, do you need to lower your voice? How you talking to me? I wasn't trying to talk aggressive. I said, well, that's how I heard it. So it's not how you think you get it, it's how somebody else receives it.
That's right. Amen.
And I received threatening aggressiveness, yes. And so my protection mode was about to kick in.
Yeah, buddy.
And it don't like to ask questions first.
That's right.
It'll talk to you while you're on the ground. Hallelujah. Because when you're on the ground, you're no longer in a threatening posture. Is anybody listening?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I am the king of that castle.
Yes.
Which means that I am responsible for everything being in order.
In order.
In that place.
That's right.
Amen. My wife's soft as butter. No, she's softer than that. She's soft as marshmallows.
Oh, my God. Right.
Wait a minute. That been roasted.
Oh, look.
Tripping all over the place, darling. Amen. But that's not what I am.
All
right. Some stupid people meet the wife and they think that's how a husband is. Well, somebody forgot to tell them about yin and yang. Anybody understanding that? Yin and yang.
Yes.
Amen. She might be yin, but I'm going to yank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. So we can have some balance.
Amen.
Praise God. So in this, in the text, I want to make sure you see some things, because with a father's generational spirit, the scripture that we read talked to us about the argument that Israel was having with God in relationship to him saying that the sins of the father was going to be visited on the son to the third and the fourth generation. Is anybody understanding that?
Amen.
That's society right now, as we know.
Amen. Oh my God.
A lot of these young men are derelicts because their daddy was a derelict.
All right, you preaching.
Hallelujah.
All right.
And they try, because their daddy is locked up still, well, they would like to be with their daddy.
Oh my God.
Because they miss their daddy. So they're out here acting like they feel like they need to act like their daddy acted, so they can get where their daddy is. In their mind, that's a badge of honor.
Well,
to be like their daddy.
Lord have mercy.
It's quiet in here.
Yep, I'm right. Pray him up.
Nobody's quiet because some of y'all are reflecting on the reality of that in your personal life.
All right.
And the rest of you wish that it was another way.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
All right.
You gotta always, Sister Jones always around, and what she always says?
There's hope.
Hallelujah. Yeah. But not yet. We ain't gonna visit hope yet. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to make sure you understand that God is wanting to make sure that we recognize some things. Amen.
All right.
And that scripture that we read to begin with, God is trying to let them know in the 18th chapter about the 19th verse. We started a little earlier, but in the 19th verse, somebody asked them, well, why do you say, you know, what you said? And even, and God say, listen, the truth of the matter is that the sins of the father, the reason that they are visited on the son to the second, the third, and the fourth generation is because simply what I said to you a minute ago, that the son and the grandson and the great-grandson is still acting like the idiot father.
All right.
And if you're still acting like the sinful father, then the curse that God put on the father also comes generationally
Amen.
Down to you.
All right, amen.
Yes, sir.
Anybody picking up on this?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if the Son does the things that God requires, well, instead of doing the sinful things that his Father did, God says in the text that the Son shall live and not die.
All right. Amen.
Y'all listening?
Yeah.
Even if a person who was no good turned from their wicked ways.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And began to live righteously.
Yes.
Amen. The scripture teaches us that then God says that that person also shall live.
Yes.
Conversely, if somebody, watch this, I gotta say this, because some of y'all, somebody, some dummy told you, amen, that once saved, always saved. Okay, watch this, because church folk busted hell wide open. Watch this, watch this, watch this. If somebody started out righteous,
well,
and they turned from God to unrighteousness,
uh-uh,
then God said, their soul shall die. What do you keep talking about, this live and that die? Well, when I say live, I'm talking about eternal life.
All right.
When I say die, I mean they go into hell.
Yeah.
They're going to have eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you, blessed are they that die in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Scripture says, praise God. Everybody want to be hard. Everybody want to be hard, amen. Walk around, amen. Don't smile, just looking rough, amen. When they see other people, they might have been all right, Victoria, before somebody start, they were praying, and they see somebody coming down the street, I've seen you do it. As they got closer.
I know, that's right. Like, amen. That's
the big. Amen, amen, amen. What happened to Genesis? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we change in a moment's notice because of our environment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you can't win somebody over looking all demonic. Amen. You don't know what happened at the gas station. And they walked just a little bit right to where you at on the stoop. And your silly self, it don't cost you nothing to say, hey, good morning.
That's right.
Or good afternoon.
Yeah.
But you feeling some kind of way and you just.
Oh, my gosh.
Hallelujah. So you didn't bless anybody with your demeanor.
Uh-oh.
In fact, you may have furthered their disgust about life. And because of you, they might be persuaded to go ahead and do what they had a mind to do that was not of God. And you don't realize it, but God don't hold that to your charge.
All right, you preach it.
Because he sent them your way,
yes,
for you to encourage.
Yes.
And you failed.
Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
All right.
That ought to bother some of y'all.
Yeah.
Everybody that come across your path, God sent them on purpose.
That's right.
So don't say for a reason.
Yeah.
Cross your path. And how did you treat whom God sent by your path? Were you angelic or was you demonic?
Oh boy.
Hold on, y'all. All
right.
Some people might say, I was just being myself. Well, is yourself angelic or demonic?
Oh boy.
Those are the choices. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. What we look at. And the reason I told you that I call him a father's generational spirit is because if you read the Bible, just start out at the beginning, you'll find it, and even in Genesis, where God blessed Abraham.
All right.
God bless Abraham. Oh my goodness. It ain't like Abraham was a perfect man. Amen. But God, he loved God enough to where God chose him to reap some serious benefits. So God promised him that he was going to bless him, that he was going to multiply his seed. Amen. Amen. So that he outnumbered the grains of sand. Oh, anybody ever been to the beach?
Amen.
Have you ever been able to count the sand?
No.
That's how much he said he was going to multiply Abraham's seed.
Yeah.
And at the time, Abraham didn't have no children. His name was Abram. He had no king. Lord, how I'm going to multiply as the stars in the sky and as the grains of sand, and I yet don't have no children. Sometimes y'all worry about stuff you don't need to be worried about.
All right.
God is handling your affairs, and you want to know the details. Who are you that God got to explain things to you?
Yeah, preach.
That's right.
You just either you're gonna believe God,
hallelujah,
and trust Him,
yes.
Or you're not.
Yeah.
What you tell your kids? Your kids say, "My mother, I got to do such and such because I said so."
Right.
That's what God is saying. That's what God is saying. Hallelujah. You expect your kid to accept that, right? Or else you might get physical.
Yes.
Amen. That's the same way with God.
Yeah.
Same way with God. Amen. And so God blessed Abram. And watch this. And then Abram did end up having some children. And one of his sons, amen, name was Isaac.
Yes.
The son of promise. Mm-hmm. So then when Abram died, God came back to Isaac and gave him the same promise that he gave his father. Because he told his father it's going to be generational. So he came to the next generation and repeated the promise. As I told your father. One day Isaac had kids. One of them name was Jacob.
Yes.
And so then God visited Jacob and said, "As I told your father and your father's father, amen, yada yada, this is the promise." Yeah. But he promised it not only to Jacob, but to all generations of that seed going forward.
Amen.
You know that Jesus came out of that bloodline.
Amen.
Because all the benefits that God gave them was leading up to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leading up to Jesus. Amen. And it ain't because if you ever came to Bible study, you would find out that none of those guys was perfect.
Amen.
In fact, they was con artists, slick, you know, sneaky tricksters. Just like you. Amen. Amen. But God still used them.
Yes.
Just like He can use you.
Yes.
Ain't nobody in here that's done stuff so bad that God can't use you.
That's right.
I'm not talking just from what I heard or read, but I'm talking about from what I experienced. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God does not choose the wise things of the world, but He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Yes.
Y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Amen. I was foolish. God said, "Okay, you ready?" Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. And God chose to use me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be you. Hallelujah. I was kicking and screaming, rebelling.
Yeah.
Amen. But I lost to God. Amen. So here I is. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I live for God.
That's it.
Send for God out back.
That's
amen.
Right.
So what are you trying to help us understand? That, well, let me try something. Because I look into Exodus, amen, in the 20th chapter, the 5th and the 6th verse of the 20th chapter. It says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, No servant, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Why you read that? Because a lot of y'all think I make stuff up. So now you see it in your own Bible, if you got a Bible, or on your own phone, if your punk self would only ask Google to show it to you.
Yeah.
Y'all tricky. You want to act like you can't find the scripture because you don't have a Bible, but you got a phone.
Right.
And I tell you how you can get on the phone. And you, and instead of doing what I said, you said, oh, I don't have that app on my phone. You're a lying wonder. Everybody got Google.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just don't want it.
Because
you want to keep being ignorant and do what you want to do. Well, that's why God keeps bringing all this trouble to you. Because you rebelled against God. You didn't rebel against me.
Yeah.
You rebelled against
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you the person whom the curse is visited upon from your daddy to you. And if you don't get it together, it's going to stay on you. And your kids don't want to be like you. Because you do know that sons in particular imitate their fathers.
That's right.
Ooh, it's
amen.
Amen. All of a sudden. And you know, some of y'all, the reason you ain't want to say amen, because you had his kid, but you don't like him no more. Hallelujah. And mother, it upsets them to know that their kid is going to be just like the daddy you no longer like. I watch mothers try to make their sons be something different.
There you go.
If he don't be gay, he going to be just like him. Because he's emulating one parent or the other. If you're going to let him imitate his dad, then he's going to imitate his mom. Him gonna wear panties. I'm trying to make myself stop right there. Y'all understand.
Yeah.
You go outside, you see somebody from the back, you don't know what it is.
There you go.
Gone out of days, a man can say, whoa, look at that honey sucker, she looks so fine, because you get a little closer and you're going to find it's a man. It's a male. It might not be a man, it might be a male. Some of them look prettier than some of y'all.
That is true.
Hallelujah. Just ask the deacon. You got to be careful these days. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Why that happened? Because the kid imitated one or the other.
That's right.
Now you done kicked the daddy out when the kid was one or two. Then all he got as an example is you or those 50 men you keep having coming in and out.
Uh-oh. Help us God.
But your kid gonna imitate somebody.
Yes.
Your daughter.
There you go, Tom.
They gonna imitate you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your daughter. They gonna be in a hurry to be grown too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, once they go to puberty, they in competition. They feel like I got the same thing you got. So I can handle what you doing. So they see what you doing. And so they want to do what you. Why y'all so quiet?
Show freedom.
Hallelujah. You handling two at a time. They want to outdo you and have three or four at a time. At 12. You ain't changed. So you're sending the signal because you haven't changed that what you're doing is Your problem is you get in competition with your daughter, you try to dress like them. You extremely stupid. Something wrong with that? Buddy got a friend up here. Something wrong with that. Hallelujah. Your daughter needs to see the distinction between mother and daughter. She don't need your mama to be her best friend. She needs you to be the mama. So you acting, you ain't acting like you ought to be acting, and so you sitting over the auntie house and auntie gay. So auntie gonna teach your 10-year-old how to be like up.
Oh my God,
help Lord. And you say, I wonder where that came from. Ask me.
Jesus.
You dressed your 2-year-old to 5-year-old son in dress. Let me wear your high heels around the house. Time out. Don't even look pretty.
No.
But pretty, where they gonna be from now on?
Why would you do that to your son?
Your mother getting real upset.
She's all mothers do not do that kind of stuff.
Listen, you can hear me say all that do that happens to.
But some mothers don't even do it at all. That the child
and it's still because he went over auntie's house. And auntie was doing it. While you was at work and you had auntie babysitting.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
You right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all.
You preaching, Doc.
They don't believe it. They don't think I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. I'm just trying to share with you the generational curses.
Yeah.
If you teach your kids that pimping the system is the way to do it. Oh, we got real fun.
Amen.
Y'all say, what's pimping the system? Your lazy butt won't get a job. You just gonna keep on getting subsidized income and do whatever you have to do to keep getting subsidized income. So then your daughters grow up being bed bunnies. What's the most famous thing a bunny do?
Reproduce. Somebody say hop around.
Hop around might not be good. That's a problem too. That's what the bunny saw you doing. Hallelujah. I'm disturbing y'all today. Well, yes I am. Pastoring is a job of disturbing people.
All right.
So they recognize where they need to fix something or make a change.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because your kid ain't know nothing about what you master in until you might not have showed them, but your sister, their auntie, was in a hurry to tell them, girl, it's all right, your mama do it. So let me show you how it goes. So the curse, because you chose to rebel against God, is being visited on your child. And if your child never rebels against your rebellion to where they turn to God, then the curse is going to stay on them. The only way to break a curse, amen, is to come to Jesus. Because the scripture says, him who died on the tree, who hung on the tree, amen, took the curse for everyone.
Yeah.
But you got to believe in Jesus in order for the curse that God put on you to be lifted.
Hallelujah.
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 But you've been rebelling against Jesus. I don't know nothing to do with the church. What then the church don't want nothing to do with you? And you're going to be going your children sin.
Amen.
Let me try it again. Because usually, wives don't get hooked on heroin. Because there's a husband there, pray that's not on heroin, that's going to make sure he keep her from being in that environment. Because
right.
It's his job to protect her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But a woman that does not have a covering, that does not have a man, that does not have a head, is free and wandering around, dibbling and dabbling into everything available. Because they in the dark.
Yeah.
And when you're in the dark, you're grasping at anything to hold on to. And the drug dealer and the pimp is looking for people grasping in the dark. And dykes are looking for girls grasping in the dark.
Yeah.
How it happened. They sit down and they see you crying and they walk up over to you. Baby, what's wrong? Mom, I don't get along with my mama. Oh, it's all right. Come on, you can stay with me.
Yeah.
And they take care of you, they get you clothes, they feed you. Amen. Everything going well. And then after a few months, they say, listen, there's something I need you to do. What, anything, whatever you want me to do. Yeah. And then they tell you, you say, I don't want to do that. And they remind you that you owe them.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on
now. Help all go. Amen.
Come on, preach it, right? Preach it. Yes, sir.
I put you back on the street where I found you. I go tell your mama what you've been up to. And because the shame, the guilt, and you don't want the exposure of folk finding out what you've been doing, you trapped.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You become a slave to their nonsense. And you don't know how to get out. I recommend Jesus.
Yeah.
But you don't know nothing about Jesus. So somebody got to come around you and on the down low introduce you
to Jesus.
To Jesus.
Yes. He's the one.
Might be a little bit at a time.
Amen.
I know a man.
Yeah.
From Calvary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you ain't sin.
Yeah.
He'll set you free.
Yeah.
Ah!
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, baby. We have a job.
Yeah.
Y'all been neglecting your responsibility. This world is full of hurting people.
Amen.
And God kept you here to help hurting people.
Yeah.
I just described a whole bunch of different hurting people.
Yes.
You know some of them.
Yes.
I pray that after this message, you go try to help.
Yes.
Hurting people.
Yes.
Some of y'all live in an environment with a whole bunch of hurting people.
Amen.
Yeah.
God put you there on purpose, Angela, to be the light.
That's it.
In an otherwise dark environment.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all ain't listening to me.
Yeah.
Becca, you hear what I'm saying? We got work to do.
Yes.
We try to distract ourselves from the mission God gave us by getting caught up in other nonsense.
Well,
amen.
Well.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Stay focused.
God will bless you.
Yes.
But you need to stay focused.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, Jesus said, I'm leaving, but you are now the light of the world.
Yes.
Quit hiding it under a bushel.
Amen.
Set up on the hill so everybody can see.
Yes.
Children used to say, let it shine.
Let it shine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In the 34th chapter of Exodus. Hallelujah. And the 7th verse. God said to Israel, he said, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. And he said it again, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. God has already designed a curse for you that don't love him. The first scripture I took you to, that's what it said. This is what God's going to do to them that don't love him. Here's the question. Do you love God today?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you love God today, amen, then God said you shall live and not die.
That's right, that's right.
Well, do you want the people you know to die?
Well,
to go to hell?
Well,
amen. If you don't want them to go to hell, amen, then you need to begin to introduce them to what is necessary to have eternal life.
Yes.
My time, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop before it's Father's Day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. It's Father's Day. Yeah. Listen. If we're gonna appreciate Juneteenth is tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For those that don't know nothing about it, I'm not gonna take the time to tell you. I'm just gonna say, amen. Happy Juneteenth.
All right.
Amen. But the whole premise on Juneteenth is showing appreciation for our forefathers and what they went through.
Yes.
Well, why would you show respect to your forefathers and you don't show respect to your right now father?
Amen. Amen.
Hello? How can you ever love God if you don't love your father? Uh-oh. I better take a drink.
Oh, yeah.
I done messed around with the church of water.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You didn't come to us, so don't say a word. We don't want him to do it. He'll stick his finger in that one. We see him trying. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you ever see him coming, stop him. Get his phone. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. If you don't love your earthly father, this is going to hurt somebody's feelings. God don't want your love. That's the truth. If I had a mic in my hand, that's where I would have dropped it. Hallelujah. If you don't love your earthly father, I don't care what you do. What he did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you don't love him, you cannot love your father.
Amen.
You see such y'all better than for some kitchen. You see that? All right, man. I know what that
is.
Hallelujah. Y'all ain't watching me. Y'all ain't watching her. Who y'all watching?
They was watching you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. What I say, if you don't love
your father,
your earthly father,
that's it.
God don't want your love. It's impossible for you to love God because you ain't love who God sent. Oh, that's good.
Break it down, God.
That's good. You wait for me to say, God so loved the world, he gave glory to God, son, who shall believe in him, shall I be out? Yeah, but before God did that, he sent your daddy.
All right.
God sent, he ordained your daddy.
All right.
Amen. That you be born.
Yes.
Y'all want to be upset, but you can't fight that. You trying to fight it, but it's tight.
Yeah.
But it's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God called your daddy, even from the pit of hell,
mercy, to
plant a seed that God germinated in your mama that you might be born.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, if God called up a spawn from hell. Hallelujah.
Well,
to make it happen.
Well,
he had a purpose. He had a reason. The reason is not because he wants you to become a devil, but because he going to use you to prove to the rest of the world that it ain't about your beginning. It's about your end.
Hallelujah.
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 How many folk can you say if you tell them, I love my daddy, but my daddy is a spawn from hell. he a drunk. He a crackhead. He keep going. Every time he get out of jail, he do something so he can get back in there. That testimony only becomes powerful when the next line be, but I love the Lord.
Yeah.
And I decided I'm going to live for God.
Yeah.
In spite of my death.
All right.
I love my death.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. But I ain't trying to be like my death. Y'all listen? Y'all, I got three people. Three people. Amen. Y'all struggling. Let me say it out loud. You don't have to be like your daddy or your mom. If they not in the Lord, you don't want to be like them. How you know if they in the Lord if you don't come to Sunday school to find out about the Lord? Therein is the problem. You don't know nothing about the Lord, so all you know is what they doing. And because they doing it, in your mind, is right.
All right.
Y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
That's, people, that's why you got to get, like some folks do, like Deja do, you got to go get all your other relatives' kids and bring them to church. Even though your relatives don't want to come to church, like you do. Even though your relatives don't want to come to church, save their children.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's working on the next generation.
Amen.
Since this would act like it's going to hell, save the children.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Get them in Sunday school. Get them active in the church so they can grow up in the admonition of the Lord. And hopefully when they get older, they'll have a base of which they can fall back on. And because they're going to make some mistakes, but they need a foundation they can fall back on to remind them of what they have been taught in the beginning. That's what you got to help them get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all heard me say I raised six, but you only see one every Sunday.
Amen.
The other five got the foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And some of them are creative in how they consider themselves doing what they're supposed to do for the Lord. And then some of them just outright decided they just going to rebel against anything and everything I talk about. That ain't on me.
Amen.
Because I gave them what the Lord told me to give. Hallelujah. And I do know that in the time of trouble, who they called on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can't, once your kids grown, you can't make them do nothing. All you can do is be confident that you gave them the foundation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And every time the grandkids come around, try to help them.
Yeah.
Know the Lord.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have to choose, ain't they? Because they see what grandma and granddad doing, but they see what their parents doing. And they conflicted.
Yeah. You sure right?
Somebody's going to have to answer for that.
Yes, that's
right. Did you know that homosexuality came from God as a curse on the fathers that turned their back on God?
Yeah,
said the Bible. It's in Corinthians. Hallelujah. Not in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know y'all hate when I talk about that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I need you to understand how things began.
All right.
I wasn't born that way.
Amen.
after they was born, God cursed them because of their father. But I just told you that the iniquity of the father is not visited on the child. If the child is not repeating what the father did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Right, you check it out for yourself. Those men that used to be in church, used to be in the Lord, you look, you may find out that when they broke away from God, that God twitched their kids, one or another. Amen? Y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all don't want to hear that. I got him in my family. Hallelujah. Amen. Not my kids. But that doesn't excuse my kids' kids.
All right.
Y'all listen to me? Because it's according to what their parent did, their father. It ain't about mama this time. Because God holds the father responsible.
Amen.
He's accountable.
Amen.
Happy
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's hope, though, but the hope comes in you choosing Jesus.
Yes.
God showed his love toward us and that he gave his
only begotten
Son.
Amen.
That whomsoever believes in, you got to understand that whomsoever. It ain't automatic. Your name not whomsoever if you don't believe in him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That person, those that love God and accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, they shall have eternal life. For us, he hung, bled, and he died. That we might have a right
Hallelujah.
To the tree of life. It ain't automatic. Everybody ain't God's children.
Yeah.
You can't not like God and think that you God's child.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't seen it, Paul. Mm-hmm. Amen. I can tell. You ain't even did it. Come on, come do something. Hallelujah. Y'all remember my juicy man? Some of y'all ain't even old enough. Amen. Amen. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wait, I'm extending the invitation to that.
Amen. Now,
come on, preacher. You don't have to do
Doors open. Let up Christian experience. Kind of baptism. We offer Christ to you. Won't you come? The door of the church is open. Give the pastor your hand. Give God your heart. You are the Lord. We honor and follow
yes,
today.
Lord.
If you want to look inside and be that father, say, I'm going to stop living the way I used to live. Be that father.